Today's No Sweat News is here for you now. On Friday, we give away S&M 2 on vinyl, plus the bandanas and the 12-pack of scratch-offs.
Nice.
That's with our No Sweat News quiz. And I would like to think that Rat Radio had a part to play in our very first story.
Good.
Dateline, New Jersey, baby.
What's up?
A new study ranked all 50 of the United States from loudest to quietest. And guess where New Jersey landed?
Tell me number one.
Numero uno.
Yes. Causing the ruckus.
Wait, you said lightest and
loudest state in the nation.
Okay, well, yeah, then loudest, no question about it.
Yep.
We are the loudest.
We are number one.
We rule.
Now, the rankings were based on not necessarily cranking up tunes, but home size and people per square mile. And, I mean, we're not as densely populated here in Monmouth Ocean County, but, you know, you head north.
Absolutely.
And forget about it.
Yeah.
New Jersey, California, Hawaii, apparently number third on the list, followed
That's
by
surprising.
Florida and Rhode Island, the fifth loudest of the states. But
surprising.
Screw them. We are number one. And again,
have you ever heard two foreign people, it could be anything, and it's it sounds like they're yelling at each other, but then you're just oh no, it's just them. They're happy.
Just Jersey.
I learned from my college roommate in Ohio that New Jerseyans are the same way.
Yeah,
that I'm he thought that me and my friend who visited me from from high school were yelling at each other.
Well, that's just how we are.
No, I'm we're actually having a great time.
Yeah.
No, are you guys sure you're not fighting?
I don't want to say this. I knew a couple. A little bit older, former relations of someone. And their normal conversations were yelling at each other. Their normal
conversations. Oh, my God, that's what it is.
Yeah, it's just people yell at each other. What are you going to do? We're the loudest, baby.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, stay the hell out.
I'd rather be loud than just a quiet, wet blanket like some of those Midwest states.
Now we're going to Florida for story number two, capital of the No Sweat News. Well, here you go. I guess this is tops on a list of products you're not supposed to try out before you buy. Fort Pierce, Florida, we go. Police got a call from an adult store after a 36-year-old woman named Teresa grabbed a item off the shelf, went to the back room, and tried it out.
Did it come with batteries?
Yes, it did. And so did she.
No.
Funnily enough. Apparently, she wanted to do the old try before you buy at the adult shop.
You can do it at a vehicle shop, your local car dealer.
The old test drive.
Can't test drive those type of gadgets.
When police arrived, they found Teresa in the stock room.
Oh, my gosh.
Taking a test drive.
Literally.
Of the love device.
I support how enthusiastic she is. But
personally, I say put up a curtain and charge the pervs $5 a minute.
Oh, my Lord.
Wow.
You'll get $10 out of Dave. I know that.
Well, probably. Depends.
Did we get her number?
Just dial up Fort Pierce, Florida. She'll answer the phone.
We'd like to see a mugshot at least.
Right.
I can provide that.
Then I'll put it on shotties. Those are mugshots of hot girls that I go on.
Dave, all you got to do is go into the men's room bathroom. You'll find her mugshot crumpled up in the waste paper basket.
Shoddy.
That is the truth.
Are you ready for our third and final story? Dateline Facebook. That's right. The social media outlet Facebook is about to start paying people to deactivate their Facebook and Instagram accounts.
How much?
For a couple of weeks leading up to the election.
Okay, why?
If they pick you, you can earn up to $120 to dump Facebook.
What? That's a pretty awesome.
I mean,
okay, I'm listening.
If you get chosen for this, they say they're doing some sort of research project to see just how big of an impact they make on democracy. But I'm saying, wait, you're going to pay me? I mean, I've been off Facebook all year because it's just this cesspool of idiocy.
I know. I agree with you.
But you're paying me to get?
Yeah.
I mean, hell yeah.
That's a good deal right there.
$120.
That goes pretty far over at the seven letters.
Damn right.
Right.
That's the No Sweat News for today, Wednesday, the 9th of September. On Friday, we do the No Sweat News quiz. grand prize, pretty sweet. The album SNM2 from Metallica on vinyl, a 12-pack of New Jersey Lottery scratch-offs, and a Rad Radio bandana.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.